we invite you to close your eyes and just take a moment to connect. Feel what is happening or sense what is happening within your internal landscape. Is there a sense of peace, relaxation? Or is there niggling conversations happening within the brain? And if there's any niggling conversations, let us address them now. Thank you, beautiful brain of mine, for always being active and involved. We ask you to just relax and come with us now for a journey into the heart center. And let us focus on that heart center and hold that focus. For within the energy of the heart, all is well. Peace, tranquility, serenity is the natural state of your being. And as we relax into our own natural state of peace and relaxation, let us welcome another message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. One of the things that humanity has to deal with all the time is what I'll call energy from the past. We continue talking about the very new energy of 2026, the things that are happening, the time capsules that are opening, all the esoteric things. You might even call them the eye-rolling things to many. But what about that, the past? Does the past pull on you? And does it continue to pull on you? And what would you do about it if it does? Now, for those who don't know really truly what that means or would like a better definition of past or pull on, indeed, the things that have put energy into you in any way, into your consciousness, into your brain, into your DNA, they have a tendency to pull upon you if they're not things that worked out well. And so when you really go back to that which you have inside, there are two kinds of layers, you might say. But even the synapse in your brain that remembers the things from this life, they are eventually deposited into that, I would say, repository in your DNA. The DNA is a tremendous storage area that even science has seen. It holds libraries and libraries of books, you might say. And so most of the things that are bothering you that may actually then pull from that which is your joy, and it would pull in things that actually cause habits and, of course, fears. They come from many places, but truly, they're there. Most of them, I would say to you, come from a past that is from a lifetime you've lived on the planet. In the very beginning of the Kryon work, in the first few years, there was a message I gave, a channeling, past lives, present fears. It's common to humanity. And even that past, you might say, even in your life, this life, and the things that may pull upon you, they don't pull upon you near as much as the ones that came in with you from your past lives. To this day, there are those that are specializing in helping to drop the energy that exists in past life experience. So you're very familiar with it, and that's what the question is. How do I deal with the past things that pull upon me? How do I deal even in this lifetime with them, or past lifetimes, and what can I do about it? There was an entire different answer that I would have given a year or two ago. These are times right now which perhaps you didn't even know were coming, or you didn't plan on, or perhaps you'd only hoped for. And so it requires an entire adjustment of how you think. It's so interesting to say, well, when the sun finally comes out and the energy cleans itself up and I can take a breath of relief, I didn't expect I'd have to work so hard for it. And what I mean, dear ones, is that this energy, this dimensional shift that is happening on the planet right now, is changing everything about how you perceive, how you proceed, and what you think about it. Truly, if you worked into a new paradigm of reality somehow, or you came from, let's say, one country to another, or maybe even one planet to another, wouldn't you feel that there would be a time of learning? What's up? How does this work compare to what I had before? What should I learn or unlearn that would help me here? And that is the area you are right now as we give this message in the month of March. This is indeed the first part of 2026, an enabling year. A year where many things will change personally for you. And that personal change will then affect the things around you or your perception of them. So the first thing we want to tell you, this particular energy that I speak in right now is so different. It's working in your favor toward another energy that's even grander. Because the energy coming out of the shift for 5 years, you might say, ramps up into a final energy that you then will be used to. All that to say, if you're a light worker listening to this right now, things are changing greatly. And one of those things addresses this question. The things of the past are still pulling on me. What should I do? This is a grand question, and it's a question that I am going to answer now. Those things from the past that you are used to or not used to, but they're still there, that irritate you, that you're aware of, and that you're trying to work through, they remain where they were in that DNA to some degree. But I will tell you, there is an effort in this dimensional shift to clean that out. And it's to clean that out because this is what you've asked for. But more than that, a light worker who is working into an ascended energy should not then be pulled backwards because of an old energy that had nothing to do with your life now. So in order to accomplish and help that, there is a new system. A new system. That system is going to help clean out all of those memories. Now, it doesn't clean out the memories of past lives. It cleans out the energy that would hold you back in this life. So it disables, you might say, the bad parts or the energy parts or the parts that bother you. But it doesn't simply do it while you go to lunch. It takes a long time. It may take months or even years for all of this to dissipate. But it has an accelerator, you might say, a way that you can go and help that. So let's first talk about what's going on that's automatic. I want you to really sit back for a moment Because there are so many things I would just love to tell you about that are going on in the body of the light worker, in the body of the old soul, in the mind and the consciousness. If you have arrived right now to a place where you can understand what's going on, then you're on track. If you haven't arrived at that place yet, listen. This energy is an energy that is designed, ready, to match high consciousness. It's the first time this energy has ever occurred on the planet. It matches high consciousness. So it's not just one energy, it's your energy. So if you've had a grand awakening to a higher truth, that energy is matching you. It's also a time when we told you that many things would start happening with the time capsules of the planet, the nodes and the nulls. They would begin to open because it's time. That's why they're called time capsules. There's a time when they would open. This is it. Now, some of them actually have opened during the shift, that precession of the equinoxes, but most of them will be most efficient from now on. And we've told you a little bit about that. It has to be, because Gaia is your partner. And it's going to start vacuuming up a lot of the things in that crystalline grid that still are there that represent war and all the things that are part of the old energy. That is part of the system. But in you, there is a miraculous one called the 24th pair. That responds to the information, reflects the information that the 24th pair of chromosome that you have, the multidimensional ones, the ones that are invisible, that were given you by the stars, are starting to open. They're starting to open. You might say they are activating by themselves. Now, why would they do that? You might say we have free choice. Why would they do that? Because they respond to your consciousness. They respond to your consciousness. You might say, when the year was right, and it is, when the dimensional shift is right, and it is, it then looks at your consciousness and says yes, and goes for it. That's what's going on right now. And one of the things that these time capsules left from the stars do is they work with your DNA, the rest of your DNA. The place where all things are stored is what they're looking at right now. And they start to work on that which is the multidimensional memories, the energies, all of these things which have been stored there in an old energy. And they know what they are. Do you have any karmic things that are still bothering you? They'll know what those are. This is a designation, dear ones. This is a spiritual event. You cannot get to an ascended planet without help from inside and outside and all of the things that you're going to need to build a compassionate world. This is simply the first year, or perhaps hundreds, that will take you there. It has to start sometime, and it's starting now. Many of you have been waiting for this time. Maybe this is brand new news to you, that there really truly is the sun is coming out kind of energy here that matches your consciousness. And part of that is the elimination of things that pull upon you from the past. So that question, there are things that still pull upon me, what can I do? I'm giving you a full disclosure. As strange and odd as it may sound, those of you who are ready in a high consciousness will actually feel it happening. Now, the thing that you can do that really accelerates all of this is to understand it's happening, agree it with it, and know that it is. But the affirmations that it is your consciousness and saying out loud, Thank you for what is happening in my body. I appreciate it. I know what's going on. Let me know if there's anything I can do. Who are you talking to? Let me know. Are you talking to the 24th pair of chromosomes? And the answer is you're talking to that which is your innate. And your innate is still involved in all of this in a huge way. Your innate knows what's going on. Of course it does. Your innate is part of your soul experience, we've explained. Your innate gives you all of that response to homeopathy and to consciousness and to self-healing. That's what your innate is for. Of course it's involved. It knows what's going on. You might say your innate has been waiting for this as well. Why don't you affirm it? When you start working with your innate, with the things that you know are going on within your body, the esoteric ones, all manner of things start to change. That relationship you have, dear ones, the amazing relationship you have, is what we're talking about. This is something that we have to continue. But I wanted you to know what was going on in your body right now. I wanted you to know all the things that perhaps were going to change your life right now in this energy. I am crying in love with you all, and so it is.